We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
On Fesco in the morning, they had the president of the St. Louis Cardinals, Bill DeWitt III, on their show, and you might be like wondering
the third. When you're a rich dude, it's you gotta say it like that.
And he was talking about his desire for sports betting to be legalized in Missouri. If you've been following this show or my betting show, you know we've been talking about this for years now, about the potential of Missouri legalizing sports wagering. Why does Kansas have it? Why does Missouri not have it? And it was interesting. What you're like? Why are the Cardinals interested in this entire thing? Well, here was his answer. It's pretty simple.
I just think for Missourians, we need to make sure that, you know, this is something that is, it is competitive for the teams. You know, we all compete on revenues, and it ultimately translates to payrolls and salaries. So, you know, I think the issues that happened over there in Kansas City with the stadiums, not sure that's going to resolve. We certainly root for our brethren over there, and we celebrated the Chiefs' win this year. So we're kind of all in it together here in Missouri and root for each other, which is kind of cool.
I don't know why that cut was in.
I don't know.
That freaked me out for a second. I was like, what, Bob? No, but the teams are all on board. We've discussed this, that there's a coalition of every single pro sports team in Missouri is in support of legalizing sports wagering. And it's pretty obvious. It's revenue. It's more revenue, both in marketing dollars and potentially, depending on the league, maybe you have a sports book out at your stadium. And so that is another way to make more revenue. And let's be honest. The Cardinals president is coming on in Kansas City. He's trying to use the stadium issue in Kansas City as another way to get sports betting passed. It's something he wants passed and has been an advocate for.
Actually, the Cardinals have been the only local team pushing it because the Chiefs and the Royals have their own problems.
Yeah,
they got to deal with their stadium-related stuff. They can't be dealing with... The truth is they don't want to focus on both, yeah. So they're allowing the Cardinals to do it. I thought even more interesting than what Bill DeWitt said this morning was what Brian Platt, one of the city manager office guys, had...
He's the city manager.
Had to say yesterday when he claims that they're just going to bypass the vote and they're going to work out something directly with the city, which is not the first time that's been hinted, because if that's a play or if they're going to go that direction, that's an entirely different conversation than, hey, what if we use these same sports wagering dollars Kansas is threatening us with and use those, which is fine. Definitely do that. But more importantly, how are you going to get these stadium projects passed first?
Yeah, to your point on the Brian Platt quote, he was on KCUR yesterday, and he said the city is in talks with both the Chiefs and Royals will take the lead on future negotiations, which, yes, would bypass Jackson County government. We all know the issues that arose there. He also suggested that, yes, the next deal for a downtown ballpark may not require a public vote, and he still favors the East Crossroads site because of its proximity to other downtown attractions and the streetcar, which is really interesting. I'm sure some people will not take kindly to those comments, but just gives you the idea of the path that potentially the Royals and KC Mo could be heading down, that there's another avenue for them to try to get this thing to happen that may not require is the public support, which is going to tick off a lot of people. We'll see how that ultimately goes. As far as, yeah, the sports betting stuff, look, I've told you guys about this. The legislative part is not going to happen. It is potentially this ballot measure. Signature collections are going on now until next month. And if all goes well with that, Missourians will have an opportunity to vote yes or no on legalizing sports wagering. You should. You live in Missouri. I can't. And it would
just
be on the
cheat.
November ballot.
Lie.
That's illegal. But
it's one form. What are you going to do? Fact check it?
They do. They do. You think the signatures, they don't verify? They absolutely verify signatures.
Probably, do you think so?
Absolutely they verify signatures.
Seems like they probably just like say, okay.
Because signatures get thrown out all the time. Let's say the mark has to be 125,000 signatures. I don't know if that's the number. I'm just throwing it out there. They don't just, hey, we got right at 125. We're done. No, you got to get some overage just in case some get thrown out.
Get some overage? Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway,
I guess
if you
I
want the
vote.
Full interview from Bill DeWitt III from Fesco in the Morning, it's up on 610sports.com. The Odyssey app is, he talked a lot more. I know some people are like, why is he meddling in our business? That's because he wants sports wagering.
Yeah.
And he wants money from that.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.